Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our last discussion, we spoke about one of the greatest horrors of the day of resurrection and reckoning is when you will realize that the heavens and the earth and everything that we knew whilst we were in existence on earth has been destroyed. We went through the various verses which speak about how the earth will be rolled up and the heavens and how the sun and the moon and the stars will all be destroyed. So we take that discussion further. We went through various ayat. The rolling up of the sun, the eclipse of the moon, and the falling of the stars. You know, we see it. We see the sun which shines every day, which fills our world with light, which gives us the energy to be able to do things, which gives light for things to grow, which is in many ways the reason that that we can exist that in the way that we exist. Imagine seeing that being collected and rolled up, as Allah says, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. Kuwirat meaning it will be wound round and it will lose its light and it will be overthrown. Then the moon, which at the beginning of every month we see as a crescent, and then it becomes the beautiful full moon by the 14th. Poets from time immemorial have spoken about the beauty of the moon. It's kept travelers company at night. Allah says, فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ when the sight shall be dazed, وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرِ and the moon will be eclipsed. The beautiful stars that adorn the heavens, وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ when the stars have fallen and been scattered, وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ and when the stars shall fall, meaning they will be poured out, they will be scattered. There's a hadith of Tirmidhi, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma is the narrator, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever wants to visualize the day of resurrection, let him recite these surahs, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْشَقَّتْ and إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ, because they give vivid descriptions of what will happen on that day. Another description given in the Quran, وَيَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ. Remember the day when the heaven shall be rent asunder with clouds. وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا. And the heaven shall be open and it will become as gates. So here the scholars say, the clouds will serve as a cover between the heaven and the earth. Or it will be split. The heavens will be split to reveal white clouds. Why will the heaven split? Because of the heat from the fire of Jahannam. Then there will be no water anyway, because all the seas will turn into fire. At first, the sky will turn red, you know, like red oil or red hide. And then it will turn into different colors, yellow, like a foal tends to be yellowish in the spring. And then as it gets warmer, it becomes reddish, then brownish. So that's one explanation of the various interpretations of these verses that that we have discussed. Another description Allah gives, وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ when the عِشَار will be neglected. Some say عِشَار is a pregnant she-camel, which was very beloved to the Arabs. When they are resurrected and the animals will also be resurrected, they won't bother. Even though in this world they were very interested in these camels, on the day of Qiyamah they won't bother because they'll have other concerns. Or عِشَار, some say, refers to material possessions. Everything will be destroyed. So there will be no material possessions to worry about on that day. You know, that which you chased your entire life will be of no relevance there. Some say Ishar refers to the clouds, that Allah will make sure that the clouds contain no water. Some say Ishar refers to houses, that the houses will totally be desolate. No one will be living in them anymore. Or if it refers to land, that it means the land will be totally barren. And this, you know, are different views of what Aisha refers to. The seas, what will happen with the seas? Qatada says the water will be absorbed into the earth and disappear. The Haq say they will break their barriers and overflow and overwhelm everything. Others are of the view that the sun will be rolled up and thrown into the seas and it will cause all the water in the ocean to become fire, and that will consume the entire earth. Then Allah says, وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ and when the soul shall be joined with their bodies. One is the ruh will be joined with the soul, the body, the soul and body. Others say it also means that people of a kind will be joined together on the day of reckoning. The Jews with the Jews, the Christians with the Christians. So one interpretation is that the soul will be reunited with the new body. And another interpretation is people, you know, birds of a feather would flock together on that particular day. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَّا أَحْضَرَتْ every person will know what he has brought forth in terms of good and evil. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ every person will know what he has sent forward and what he has left behind. So, Muhasibi has given a description of the terrors of the day of Qiyamah, which we will discuss in our next episode, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.